Well, if you're a corn and soybean producer, not only are you set to start another planting season, but you're probably already thinking about getting the most out of your yield come harvest time. And that's why there's a product that you'll want to consider for this growing season from Loveland Products called Accomplish Max, which is exclusively from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Joining us today is Ron Calhoun with Nutrien Ag Solutions. And Ron, tell us all about Accomplish Max and what it can do to optimize plant nutrition and enhance corn and soybean crops.
You know, when we think about the season, and, you know, at this point, somebody told me yesterday, you know, nothing's gone wrong yet. And I think that's because we haven't done anything yet. We have a limited opportunity to try to get the most we can out of a crop. There's only 110 days or 150 days, and we don't get any of those back. And sometimes that early season, things aren't always banging on all cylinders, whether that be a little bit of low sunlight, some cool soil temperatures. And so when we think about how we rely on that community of biology in the soil that we can't see, but we know is doing all kinds of great work for us, Accomplish Max is a product that kind of comes alongside that biological community to sort of, you know, overcome some shortcomings early in the season to increase nutrient availability and also provide a little bit of stress tolerance. And there's a couple ways that we do that. The first technology, CJ, is what we would call our Accomplish technology, and that's a core technology we've had around for a while. And that's using biochemistry. And when you start saying words like biochemistry and that sort of thing, boy, your eyes can roll back in your head, but it's okay. All it means is it's chemistry made by something living, right? So biochemistry. And in this case, in Accomplish Max, we have a broth of biochemistry. So imagine a soil microbial community that's allowed to flourish, collecting all of the chemistry from that community, and then using that in a product to help make nutrients more available. And so the way the microbes would work in the soil normally is that they're excreting substances either out their front or out their back that are interacting then with our soil. And like as nature's chelators, making those nutrients, getting them off of your soil test and getting them into their plant. Now, those processes are going to be working really, really well as soil temperatures start to warm up and we get some moisture and we have some conditions maybe later on in the season where that microbial community can really be going 100%. However, CJ, as you know, we can't plant all of our crops on the optimum day. And so we're starting a little early and then we hit some of the optimum, we're going a little bit late. And so with a product like Accomplish, we can try to provide some of the benefits that microbial community would be providing, but we can apply those biochemistry products to make that happen before those optimum conditions exist to make sure that the plant can have what it needs as it's getting going. And so that's really a cool way to be able to kind of work with Mother Nature to allow some of that activity to be happening before those conditions exist. Then a few years ago, as we added a second component to Accomplish, which is where Accomplish Max comes from, we now not only have that soil microbial biochemistry, but we also have a digestion of cold water sea kelp. And that digestion provides us that cold water sea kelp is part of a family of plants that we would call extremophiles. Extremophiles are plants that are grown around that grow around the world that grow in conditions you would never expect plants to grow in. So for that condition of the kelp, if you think about it, it's growing in very cold, salty water that's flooded for about 6 hours, and then as the tide goes out, it's baking on a rock for 6 hours. Well, there's chemistry in that plant that allows it to survive in those very, very extreme conditions. And as we digest that plant in our reactors, we can then use that the extracts from that to put in here, and we can help plants overcome some early season stress. So things like saltiness of the fertilizers, cold temperatures, encourage some root growth, encourage some tolerance to cool temperatures. You know, one day it might be 70, the next day it's going to be 40. We get those big swings. And so we're providing both a stress component and a nutrient availability component in Accomplish Max. And it's a really neat combination for helping your crops kind of get up and get out of the ground, help them maybe defend them and push them along before they can fend for themselves.
My guest is Ron Calhoun with Nutrien Ag Solutions as we talk about Accomplish Max. Ron, how can corn and soybean producers integrate Accomplish Max with their existing crop management plans?
that's a great point. So Accomplish Max is very robust in its ability to be mixed with other things. So in a corn situation, it would be quite common to have Accomplish Max put in with your at plant in-furrow nutrition. You could also put it in a 2x2, you know, so it's something that is very easily mixable with other things. And the same way we could see that used in either a corn or soybean program, any sort of liquid application where you're wanting to treat the acre or affect that band of nutrition in and around the root zone, Accomplish Max can integrate into that, into what you're already doing.
And Ron, where can growers go to learn more about Accomplish Max?
Yeah, if you wanted to find out information with a little bit of self-learning, I would go to lovelandproducts.com and look for your at plant solutions. And if you wanted to have a more engaging conversation, kind of get with your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant and talk to them about situations where they've seen Accomplish Max be a real benefit for some of your neighbors that are already using this technology.
Once again, Ron Calhoun with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and you can find out more at our website, HoosierAgToday.com, all about Accomplish Max for this year's growing season. Once again, Ron, thank you so much for joining us here today. I certainly appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, CJ. It was great talking with you again.